I was in the forest the other day, deep in the forest, and this creature came out and looked at me. I'd never seen one before. It kind of looked like a cross between a squirrel, a rabbit, and a chipmunk. And I said, "What kind of critter are you?" And I said, he said, "I'm a morphosis." And I said, "Oh, I've always wanted to metamorphosis."
Yeah. You didn't.
I know. That's the meditation for this morning. Yeah. Okay. Now, metamorphosis is the another form of disintegration and reintegration, rebirth, right? Coming back after an apparent demise. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. So let's start taking our slow, deep belly breaths. And just as you take in that extra oxygen by protruding the belly all the way as we do that, and then the chest, like two breaths, one on top of the other, filling up all the way, expanding the lungs all the way to take in the maximum amount of oxygen, and then slowly releasing it. Do about three or four of those, and the body responds with the complete relaxation response and celebration of all that extra oxygen that you're providing it. Saw some beautiful yellow swallowtails. I mentioned the last time I was doing the meditation. Seeing a lot more now. I think the ones survived that last cold snap. Saw some the next day. It's hard to imagine how they were caterpillars not that long ago. You think of that caterpillar, we can become that caterpillar eating plant. Maybe in somebody's garden, it's kind of aggravated to know we're there. And that plant tastes so good. We got these short little legs that can grab onto that leaf where practically nothing could pull us away from it. It tastes so good. Kind of monotonous, but we don't know any different. And after filling up and having our fill several days in a row, we feel we've reached our maturity, and we feel this inner urge to go inside ourselves. And without anyone telling us what to do, we just know from our inner guidance. And we start tucking from our own body and spinning this cocoon around ourselves. It just feels so right to wrap ourselves up, go inside into the darkness, and seal up the last of the light with this nearly impenetrable shell of safety we've created for ourselves. And it feels so good to just be still. Finally, our job done, and we're resting in the darkness and melting. We just relax to the point that we literally melt into a pool of molecules in the bottom of our safe little cocoon we made. And within those molecules in that pool of slimy stuff, there are some cells called imaginal disks. And these imaginal disks were in us as we were caterpillars, unknown to us. They carry the blueprints of the butterfly. And they activate then. and start recreating us from those molecules in that pool of slime. And we feel a whole new self coming together. And we feel awfully crowded now in there. And we want to be out. But instead of those short, strong, stabby little legs, we've got these tiny little legs with no strength in them. And we start clawing at that shell we created. That safe shell now traps us inside. We want to be out. We're not sure what's out there, but we want it. We know in our hearts we're not supposed to be in that shell any longer. And we claw with our bony little tiny legs at that shell until we finally see a speck of light, just a speck. And we poke our little foot through that hole and start pulling and pulling and pulling at it. And after losing half of our weight from just clawing at that hole, we finally squeeze through it into the sunshine, into the bright light. And we spread our wings slowly in the sunshine. And we're amazed as we look at them. Look at my wings. Oh, whoa. They stretch out so far and so beautiful. And finally, the wind comes and kind of catches us, and we're flying. We're flying in the sunshine with a freedom and view of from above we've never had before. And all we want is to land on the beautiful flowers and kiss them and drink their sweet nectar. The plants we used to eat and kill, we now pollinate to make seeds for the future. And we're their friend and they appreciate it. We're all in that process, of course, of constant death and rebirth. The whole consciousness of the whole planet. So we can send out waves into the stratosphere to bless the whole planet. Join me, a wave of peace on the exhale. A wave of love. A wave of gratitude. A wave of compassion. So beautiful being here with you today and with everyone and all the living things. We are so thankful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, Nitakwe Oyasin. Welcome back into this room now. Just wiggle around in your seat a little bit and you'll know you're here. Thank you, Doc.